You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
My reaction to what happened yesterday, while you guys know that I am a fanboy for Aaron Rodgers and I've got a crush on Aaron Rodgers because I marvel at the craftsmanship of what it is that he does for a living. And Mike surprised me by going to that deep, dark, visceral, emotional place where he was mad at Matt LaFleur for betraying Aaron Rodgers, for not trusting. Look, this whole season where Aaron Rodgers was the MVP, the storyline as they were 13-3 and a great team because Aaron Rodgers was MVP great. Stugatz, the storyline from the beginning of the season to the very end was, at the beginning, the Packers don't trust Aaron Rodgers. Look at who they just drafted.
Right.
And at the end, the Packers don't trust Aaron Rodgers. They're going to let Tom Brady end this season with all the disappointment that you just heard. And Chris Cody was saying, poor Matt LaFleur. He's getting crushed today for being a coward. A coward when you have Aaron Rodgers. Look at how Andy Reid plays with Patrick Mahomes. Coward.
Yes.
Look at how Patrick Mahomes serves Andy Reid's every need in those late games, and he is trusted. He is trusted. All they do is have double-digit deficits in the playoffs, and nobody thinks the game is over. They're the only team in the sport like that. But the four teams remaining in these playoffs, Stugatz, were all the teams on offense that were really good on third and long, where you were still scared of them on third and long. All of them, all the teams, you're like, because Josh Allen might run away from me. Josh, all the weapons that Buffalo has, Stugatz, and they were the team you feared least in third and long, even though they were the best team in third and long. Statistically, in third and long, the Bills were very good in that situation. But in terms of reputation and weapons and everything you think about football, I fear Aaron Rodgers more in third and long. I feel Tampa, all those weapons, third and long. And I also fear Josh Allen running around on third and long beyond everything else.
He's a very good quarterback. It just happened with those four. That's the guy you fear the less, fear the least in that situation is Josh Allen. You know, you have a feeling Rodgers, Brady, and Mahomes will be able to knock out a third and long, no problem.
Well, here's the thing about the Chiefs, though. They're just totally overwhelming. Crazy. It doesn't feel fair. You know what you got to stop, and you cannot stop it because they've got three monsters. You know you have to stop Tyreek Hill, and that game begins with Tyreek Hill just dropping a bomb on which he's open because he's always open, and it doesn't matter. They fall down 9-0, and who cares? They're going to score 38 points because look at them. Mm-hmm. They're overwhelming. You know you got to stop Tyreek Hill. You can't do it. You know you got to stop Travis Kelce. You cannot do it. You know you got to stop Patrick Mahomes. You can't do it. The thing with Kelce, Stugatz, that's fascinating to me at this point, much like, and this is part of the betrayal of Aaron Rodgers that we're talking about, because when you have a great quarterback, Stugatz, he can make even someone that an idiot like me didn't think was a number one receiver or even a professional receiver, Davante Adams, when he came into the league. You play alongside that kind of greatness for long enough, Stugatz.
Yep.
And a chemistry will blossom, and you will practice over 10,000 hours of Malcolm Gladwell's expertise. And a guy that a bum like me thought was a bum becomes a legitimate number one receiver over 16 games where you're like, holy shit, Davante Adams is amazing. He wasn't amazing yesterday.
No.
At least in part because with that team, if you stop Davante Adams, you're going to cause some real problems because the rest of what they've got out there is a pretty big betrayal.
No question about it. And just going back to the Chiefs for a second, their ability to come back, Dan, when they've been down by two scores in the playoffs, Mahomes is 4-1. I mean,
well, but the thing about that team is I'm talking to you about the Packers and everything that happened there and trust, the idea of organizational trust and the idea that Aaron Rodgers sounds heartbroken there. Heartbroken because Brady gets to do the thing again. He's dying to do because he's so good at doing it and his organization failed him again. Even though, yes, he could have run for a touchdown, maybe. And the way that the last half of that first half of the game happened to Green Bay is just nothing to do with why Aaron Rodgers lost that game. That's not his fault. He's been carrying bums with that franchise for a really long time. And the thing of it is now, Stugatz, that Kansas City has a thing with a him that's 10 years younger. And furthermore, it's not just Tyreek Hill can run down the field faster than anybody and is totally unguardable. The chemistry that he now has with Kelce, where Kelce turns and there's no way to cover him because the ball is going to be Drew Brees precise and he's too goddamn big. He turns you on his hip. You know he's coming. You're guarding him. This play is to Kelce. And they've perfected something with that particular chemistry. And if they figure out a way to double cover it, all right, on fourth and short, I'll throw over here to Tyreek Hill because I'm going to have those both those options on the right side of the field. And you're going to have to make a choice, and it's going to be the wrong one because I've got this precision with people who are as excellent at what they do as I am at what I do. Aaron Rodgers had to mold that out of Devontae Adams, somebody I'm really wrong about, but I still don't know what Devontae Adams would be away from that quarterback and that precision that we're talking about.
Kelce and Hill combined had 24 catches yesterday for 300 yards. Mahomes threw for 325. Like, they knew it was coming, and they still couldn't stop the two of them. It's insane, man.
I'm not sure if Devontae Adams is afforded the opportunity to save his NFL career because we thought Devontae Adams was a bad wide receiver in part because he was a bad wide receiver to start his career. This is not just something we made up, and he's always been awesome. He had to take time to figure it out, and he was afforded maybe the greatest quarterback of all time to figure it out with. That's probably an affront to Aaron Rodgers. Look, he's a precise route runner, and he wins individual matchups now. Devontae Adams has figured it out. But the fact that he had to be patient for Devontae Adams and not just get an Antonio Brown off the street. Look at the weapons that Tom Brady has. Look at the coaches that some of the game's greatest quarterbacks in this era, the greatest era of quarterbacks, have played for. Mahomes has Andy Reid, Brady, Belichick, and now Bruce Arians. Hell, Drew Brees even got Sean Payton, Mike McCarthy, and LaFleur.
But before this fourth down decision that LaFleur made, he would have been getting credit for the season that he had in his offensive scheme. I don't understand why we're punting on LaFleur because, granted, it was a huge mistake at the most crucial time. But overall, he's a big part of why that offense turned around.
Here's the
and
thing,
why
though,
Devontae Adams has had all that success.
Chris, look, I'm a fanboy for this guy. Okay, it's an excellence. Look, I get it wrong all the time around here, but the reason that I fanboy for him and you don't hear me fanboy for anyone else is because I'm marveling after seeing that position evolve in all the ways that it has over 30 years. I'm marveling at how amazing that dude is at having the Drew Brees precision and once upon a time, the mobility that was unusual, pocket presence that's unusual, a craftsmanship that I had never seen from the position. And the reason that I feel betrayed by it, Chris, is because you're saying, what happened? LaFleur got to a championship game. It's one mistake. And I'm like, he dragged that carcass McCarthy around for 10 years, making him look better than he actually was because of how great he is. McCarthy had a great career because of Aaron Rodgers. How'd that work out in Dallas? Like, how did that feel to you in Dallas? Did they feel organized? Did they feel like they had their shit together in Dallas?
I'm gonna start revving down a little bit because I appreciate what Chris is doing right now because I don't even think Chris believes it. He's being devil's advocate. The case for LaFleur. I hear that case. And yes, they improved year over year. They got away from not trusting Aaron Rodgers so much. And Aaron Rodgers is probably going to be league MVP this year. You think LaFleur had nothing to do with their personnel decisions this offseason? They got one player from their draft class to play a postseason snap. As a team that was a game away with an aging quarterback from the Super Bowl last year, LaFleur had input. They decided to go with Jordan Love in the first round and draft Aaron Rodgers' replacement. That's not what you do with a quarterback that ended up having an MVP season. It's a betrayal.
Guys, it's okay to criticize Aaron Rodgers. I agree with most of what you're saying, but Tom Brady has won with a lot less. He just has. He has won with a lot less on offense than Aaron Rodgers had this year. He had one of the best running games in the NFL, and he has one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, if not the best wide receiver.
He hasn't. Never. Maybe on offense in the early years when defenses were different now. Now to have a good defense, you need to just force turnovers. Tampa looks to have a good defense, and then Tyreek Hill in the regular season game had 269 yards. Yeah, okay. Let's separate the first handful of championships from Bill Belichick and Tom Brady because it was a different era. They beat the world's greatest show on turf with a great defense.
And with Tom Brady doing next to nothing in that postseason to deserve it, right? He had a drive and one touchdown thrown that entire way. That was an organizational, obviously, Stugatz, an organizational victory, the first one that Brady got.
Right. Mike, and the point about the defense is good because in his losses, the defense for the Packers, in Aaron Rodgers' postseason losses, they always give up 30 points or more. So that defensive point is a good point.
I'm not overlooking Rob Gronkowski. When has Aaron Rodgers had a weapon like Rob Gronkowski?
He's the greatest tight end of all time. They tried with Martellus Bennett. They tried with Jimmy Graham. They tried with guys who were already spent, whose bodies were already spent.
They kept adding pieces. Remember when they got Revis and Aqib Talib on the outside because Tom Brady gave them salary back? Tom Brady kept sacrificing so they could have these mercenaries in 1 to 2 year windows that they can make Super Bowl runs with, and he reaped the rewards, no doubt. He's one of the greatest winners of all time.
It's funny, Stugatz, because you said, and this is a change in my thinking over the years where you have always accused me of minimizing that coaches matter at all, and Belichick and Brady seem to have disproved that over time. Belichick seems to be better at all of this stuff than everyone else is, but without Brady, look at what happened when we all know Belichick is better at everything. And when you say Tom Brady has won with less, what you're looking at, and I understand why you're doing it, is players on the field.
Yes.
But he's never won with less of an organization than the one Aaron Rodgers has been dragging around on his back for 15 years because there's always a McCarthy there. There's never a Belichick. There's always a LaFleur making that decision when 10 damn years ago, Belichick was telling you, 10 years ago, failed on the attempt, loses in the postseason to Peyton Manning because he's telling you, I've got fourth and short. I've got to go for it here. I've got Tom Brady. The math he did, even in failing and giving Peyton Manning the ball back, the math Bill Belichick, who knows what he's doing, did was, I'm throwing the ball here with Brady because I know Peyton Manning's on the other sideline. I need to keep the football. I'm going to trust my guy because I also fear their guy. I'm going to trust my guy at the moment that matters the most. That's organizational backing. Even when it fails, that's backing. And this is what we're talking about. What you've just seen is sort of a seismic macro shift at the top of the sport where you see where in the margins the organization matters, because Tom Brady is going to a Super Bowl and he played the lesser game in the one we just watched. Nobody is going to tell you Tom Brady played a better game than Aaron Rodgers there. And you've seen no greater structural disconnect among the legends as Brady beats Breeze and now arrives here than that one right there, Stugatz. No one's arguing that Brady played better yesterday. And Mina Kimes is always telling you wins are not a quarterback stat. And for Brady, they get to be a quarterback stat. But this is how it's all intertwined. We've been covering Brady and Belichick for so many years. This is where it's intertwined. They're both responsible for what happens there. But you better have a great quarterback. Arians, he's damn near 80 years old out there. He's coming back from health stuff. But everyone knows that he is good at offense. Everyone knows that offense is evolving. And everyone knows that that organization supported him in the huddle with players that Bill Belichick wasn't giving him at the end.
I agree the organization is important, but let's be clear. The Bucks organization was a laughingstock for 10 years, Dan. I mean, they were a disaster. The player matters. I don't want to hear about Arians. I don't want to hear about Belichick anymore. Belichick does not deserve to go into the Hall of Fame as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, no.
Brady
oh,
won
no.
everything
oh,
yesterday.
No.
No. The first year, 19 straight years they win that division. The year Brady leaves, Belichick doesn't make the playoffs. Brady makes the Super Bowl. The Bucs, a disaster for a decade. One change. Tom Brady leaves there, goes to Tampa Bay. Boom. They're in the Super Bowl. Coaches are meaningless. You said that once, Dan. Remember?
Bruce Arians isn't even 70.
But he looks unhealthy. Come on. Did you put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Did you think Bruce Arians was closer to 70 or 80? And I don't mean this to disparage his looks. He seems like not taking care of himself in terms of diet.
What is that he has across his chest? Because I think it's a defibrillator.
Now, are we in a dangerous spot? Where did he have something?
Yeah.
And now we're in a dangerous place. Like,
yeah.
Is he actually? Okay, wait a minute. I don't want to make fun of that.
He had health and stress, and it forced him away from the game. And
now he's got Brady. Everything's healed. Yeah.
He got Brady, and
it's not healed. He still looks 80 to me. But wait a minute.
I thought he looked great. I want to look like Bruce Arians at that age. Am I the only one? Seems like it is.
I think you are.
Wait a minute. So hold on. At Levitard Show, put it on the poll, Guillermo. Do you want to look like Bruce Arians when you're his age? Because I'm surprised that you're saying that, because I just thought he was 80. I thought he was closer to 80 than he is to 70, because he looks like the stress of the job that he's wearing it, that it's not a very relaxed existence.
I feel like he's like, that's what I'm going to look like. Like, if I had to project what I look like at that age, I feel like Bruce Arians. Let's go around and say what NFL coach we're going to look like when we get to be that age.
Let's do that. Let's end this segment there. Let's end this segment with what Mike Ryan is going to look like, offensive coordinator Aaron Rodgers at that age.
Whichever head coach has lipo and hair plugs, that'll be me. I think I'll look like Dom Capers. And like Rex Ryan immediately following the procedure.
Billy?
Trying to figure out what Billy's going to look like.
Billy, what are you going to look like as a coach in your 80s?
In my 80s?
Yeah. I see Pete Carroll.
I see some Dick Vermeil. Some Dick Vermeil. I see some Dick. How about Dick Vermeil?
I got Rich Kotite.
I see Rich Kotite was roly-poly.
Who was the Bears coach a couple of years ago that people said I looked like?
Oh, that's right. The head coach of the Tampa Bay Vipers.
Oh, the offensive.
Tressman.
Mark Tressman. Yeah, Tress. Chris, you're Andy Reid. I mean, that's it.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong?
He's
what do you
a
mean?
Champion.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? What do you mean? I just said, do you want to look like Bruce Arians? Do you think anyone's answering yes, I want to look like Andy Reid?
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
It is time for Stu Gatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Dan, with the departure of James Harden combined with a 28-point, 17 rebound, 5 assists, 4 threes performance that helped the Rockets defeat the Mavs. Dan, just like that, DeMarcus Cousins.
Yes.
Is back.
Yes.
Boogie, just me? Or is this the fifth time Greg Olsen has retired? I mean, seriously.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Has Greg Olsen retired five times?
This year was the first year Tom Brady played on a wild card team. No observation, just a fact.
Unbelievable.
Virtual Radio Row, Lebatard's dream. You excited? Are we going to do that? Virtual Radio Row? There's a Virtual Radio Row this year.
We're still going to avoid it. I don't want to be a part of that nonsense. Right. So bad.
I listened to the South Beach sessions with John Skipper, and I still have no clue what we're doing. In fact, I'm more confused than ever. Something about storytelling? Here's a story I'd like someone to tell me. The story's title is Salary, Benefits, and Stock Options.
Part 3 and 4 with John Skipper on not knowing what we're doing next, coming this week on South Beach Sessions.
Bucks, Packers, Brady, Rodgers, heaven. The Bucks are better without Antonio Brown. At the end of the first half, the Packers look like the Jets. Here's a life rule. You never, ever want to look like the Jets. The Texans could sign Barack Obama at this point to be their next head coach, and Deshaun Watson would still want to leave. Seriously, he's gone.
It's a good hire.
White, 45. I don't know his first name, and he's certainly not white. But he's on the Bucs. He's always around the football. You know what one might say, Dan? He has a nose for the football. You took too long.
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to make a white joke of some sort. I'm sorry.
Death, taxes, and Cameron Brate wide open in the end zone. NFL defenses, newsflash. When the Bucs get between the 2 and 5 yard line, they're going to go with the hard play-action fake and pass to Cameron Brate. And if they get to the 1, it's the Brady sneak. What a difference a month makes for old Gunnar Slokshar and the Red Devils. Clop out.
It's Ole.
Well, whatever. Ole Slokshar, but I got the last name right?
Oh, yeah, you nailed it.
All right, clop out.
That is so insane. It is so insane. Who are you guys doing that for?
Athletes that connote acne. Jordan Whitehead. St. Brown. You'll be lucky if you're playing for the Browns or Saints next year, because guess where you're not playing? Green Bay.
That's true.
Mike Evans. Now you know why he doesn't throw you the ball that much. Mike, if you want some advice on how to turn it around on Brady, say your hands were rusty from the lack of balls Brady threw to you this season. Little play out of the Stugatz playbook. The 3rd and 8 dart to Johnson. Peak. And I mean peak Tom Brady. Did you see it? Oh, it was a dart. Was it pretty? Scotty.
He had so many passes that were bad yesterday.
But not that one.
Not that one.
That one was a dart.
He can still be Brady on, 7 or 8 plays a game, all of them winning the game.
Yeah, Super Bowl. Scotty Miller can scoot deceptively. Mike Evans, don't be surprised if you are traded before the Super Bowl. Brady and Gronk, like riding a bike. I have no idea what that means, but it's like riding a bike.
I thought the same thing. It's like Gronk quiet all game. Wait a minute. He came out of retirement to block. Oh, look, the screen pass. It's like riding a bike for 31 yards.
Did you really?
I thought it.
Very like exciting.
Riding a bike. A polar bear on a bike. There he goes down the sideline. Oh, look. Gronk is galloping again.
We had the same thought at the same time watching
a
football game.
It's like riding a bike.
Progress.
It is.
What? Do Joe and Troy have to wear the same jacket? It's weird. I mean, seriously.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is it weird that Joe and Troy have to wear the same jacket?
Dan, you know what the R in Rogers stands for? Not running. Tom Brady has played in 18% of the Super Bowls. What the hell, man?
It's unbelievable. Jesus Christ.
No issue with a flag, but can you not wait 4 minutes to throw it? Matt LaFleur, you have Aaron Rodgers, and you chose Mason Crosby. The game between Belichick and Brady is over. Brady won everything. And by the way, LaFleur, even Mason Crosby looked confused. Stash this one away in the someone should look into this file. Gronk's looking a lot bigger and faster in January than he did in October. Wonder what's going on there. Tampa Bay
Bucks. He's been blocking all season. He hasn't had to, all those bolts falling out of his body because he's taking 40 hits a game because he's doing 40 catches a game.
Look at Spry. That's all I'm saying. Tampa Bay Bucks, the rare game where it doesn't matter if they win or lose because they're already home.
It's not win or lose or go home. It's win or lose, and then afterward, just go home.
That's it. You're home.
That's the other part of this that's unbelievable. Really, Brady, you're going to be the first to ever play in a home Super Bowl game?
I know.
Seriously?
I mean, can you imagine being in Belichick's living room yesterday? There's no way he enjoyed that.
Stugatz, right? There's a deal with the devil. What I'm telling you here, I'm breaking this news. I hope ESPN has to run with it. Mahomes is going to get COVID. Like, something's going to happen here, and Brady, it's going to be Brady against Chad Henne, if that's what needs to happen for him to hold up another trophy. Goodell himself might give it to Mahomes.
Eric Fisher already tore his Achilles.
Exactly. Exactly right.
It's a deal with the devil. I said it 6 years ago. He just made the first Super Bowl ever by a home team at 43.
You think I should get Botox?
Hockey started? Television doesn't get more uncomfortable than the halftime tease with the CBS pregame show, pretending they are sitting around watching football and yucking it up. Jeez, Phil Sims. Bills, Chiefs, Chippy. Since Dan said Tom Brady was finished in 2013, Brady has thrown for 30,055 yards, 222 touchdowns, 57 interceptions. He has won 3 Super Bowls, played in 4, and in less than 2 weeks, will play in his 5th. Good call.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please. Has Tom Brady had 3 separate Hall of Fame careers?
I had no idea a 30 to I'm sorry. I had no idea a 30-day supply of Crestor was $386. What the hell? Speaking of hell, or Bryles. Dan, those are the weekend observations. Any benefits? Benny's.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.